Today's mitzvah is mitzvah tzadik vav, mitzvah number 96, as we continue in Parshas Truma, the second out of three mitzvos in Parshas Truma. Says the chinuch, shelo lahotzi badi ha'aron mimenu, not to take out the rods of the aron from it. So we spoke about yesterday, the entire mitzvah of building the Mishkan, but part of that mitzvah, at least according to the Rambam, and according to the chinuch, is building an aron. And part of the aron are the badim, the rods. A couple of the kalim in the Beis HaMikdash had badim, so only the aron, though, has a separate issud d'araisa of removing the badim, removing the rods. Once you put the badim in, then they have to stay there forever. Says the chinuch, not to take the badim out of the holes, out of the rings that are on the edge of the aron. Shneamar b'tabos aron yu abadim lo yasur mimenu. In the rings they will stay. You shall not leave it. The chinuch is not beferish here, but if you look in the Rambam in Lo Sase Peivav, the Rambam says that you get malchus. Person takes out one of the badim. Shezi ronu mehotzi badi ha'aron mitocha tabos. Amru yisale b'tabos aron yobadim lo yasur mimenu. V'ha over alav zeh loke. So it's a lav sheyish b'maisa. You remove the badim, you get malchus. The Menchas Chinuch in Os Aleph says that he thinks that the iser is even if you only remove one of the badim. You don't have to remove both. Because hameser echad min habadim. That's the language of the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. So he says the Mechaber Lechor Pashas means this too. He's not being so medactic in the details, but Pashas he means even one bad. Umavuarhu says the Chinuch, continuing shemitzvazu bichlal mitzvah sanoeges ladorosu. This is a mitzvah, as we discussed yesterday, that applies forever and ever. That's the definition of a mitzvah, that it must be eternal. Shein pirish noagos ladoros shelo yipasak mi yisrael maisa osa mitzvah laolam b'shum zman. A mitzvah that is eternal does not mean that you will always be able to fulfill this mitzvah practically in every generation. No, that doesn't mean, that's not ladoros. You can have a mitzvah that's ladoros that you can't do for thousands of years, but it's still a mitzvah ladoros. But this is the inyan. A mitzvah that is temporary is a mitzvah that you're only commanded to do at a certain time. The badim and the mishkan and the karbanos, that's for all time. It's just that the mitzias, the reality is that we can't do it today. But it's not that it's not a mitzvah today. So to the Aron. He says, what's an example of a mitzvah that's not like that? That's only for a temporary time. Kilgom, Hashakasav. Hey, Nechonim Lashosu Yamin. There's a mitzvah to get ready for Har Sinai for 3 days before Har Sinai. That's not one of the 613. That was a specific time period. Ukamoke and Asar the Sinai. Also not going up on Har Sinai. Gam Hatzon v'habakar al Yiru el Mul Haharahu. You should make sure your animals don't graze on the mountain. Or the other example that's given, not leaving your house on Pesach night. What, during Machas Bechoros? There are many Isurim and mitzvos that apply to certain times, and that's temporary. That's lizman, and therefore that's not counted as a mitzvah. Shel haisat zava el shav bilvad, because these are examples of temporary mitzvos. Il elu yikru mitzvah sheino agus ladoros. These are called mitzvos that do not apply ladoros; they're only temporary. Ava kol mitzvah shalonet stavino el lizman yadua. But any mitzvah that you're not commanded only for a specific time. Even though there's a hefsik, even though Rachmanu Litzlan, we can't do this mitzvah today. Even though the Aron is buried underneath the Kodesh Kadashim way back in the days of Mikdash Rishon, they buried the Aron. Right, that's why they didn't take the Aron and the Bayis Sheni. There was no Aron. One of the five things the Gemara says in Yuma that the Bayis Rishon did have. So even though we can't do this mitzvah or prevent ourselves from violating this Isra of taking the Badim out, it's still a mitzvah d'araisa. It's still one of the 613. Because as long as we have an Aron, we are commanded not to remove its badim, kedesha yotzi uhu bahem halavim, so the levim will be able to go out with him to carry the aron, im nitztarech lahavim mimakom lamakom, if we need to go from place to place, besiba samalchama, o me'eza shiba shetavo. For whatever reason, we move the aron, the aron will be ready with the badim in it. We'll get to that a little more in a minute. First, just an interesting machlokes, where were the badim? The Torah tells us. They have to put the badim on the aron b'taba'os and lo yasuru mimenu. Don't take them out. But if you look, the Torah says on arba pa'amosav in perachav hei pasuk yudbeis machlokes Rashi Ramban Eben Ezra. What did the aron look like? It's amazing. We're talking about the badim. What did the aron look like? So Rashi says, what we usually think of. There were rings in the top four corners of the Aron, and the Badim went through lengthwise onto the rings, and that's how it was. So basically, when the Aron was carried, the Aron was next to the ones that were carrying it. It wasn't above, because the Badim were on top, were on the edge of the upper rim of the Aron. That's what Rashi says. Ubezavios ha'elyonos samach lekaporis ha'yinusunin. On the upper corners, next to the kaporis, that's where the Badim were placed. Kach pirish Rashi. V'yafa pirish, says the Rabban, I like what he says. Avaloyadati loma avar, I like what he says, that what? There were only four rings. We'll see who argues. Avaloyadati loma amar shebezavios ha'elyonos samach lekaporis. It's very hard. It's much harder to carry a weight if the weight is below you. If it's above you, it's easier. So it's very hard to carry, says the Rabban. I don't know why Rashi says that. Then also, number one, it's practically harder to carry. Number two, says the Ramban, Ki derech hakavidu sheyeh ha'aron nisa v'gavoh lamala akisvos hakohanim. It would much be much more covetic if the Aron was above the people, not next to the people. So for those two reasons, I don't like that Rashi says that the rings were on the upper edge of the Aron. But that is Rashi's pshat, and the Ramban doesn't like it. Pshat number two, the Ramban quotes the Ibn Ezra. Rabbi Avraham Omar, Chipasti b'chol ha-mikra, v'lo matzasi pam shehi zavis rak regel. I think these pa'amosav means feet. The Ibn Ezra says the Aron had legs. Had four legs, one on each corner, and then he had rings on top also, but there were eight. Okay, nisrak to the fire ish ki raglayim ha'yulah ha'aron. Upirish kiim shmona tabos. Dalet tachtonos laseso sobahem. V'hal yonos ha'yul yofi. He says the rings were, they had feet on the bottom, but there were rings next to the feet, and that's what the bottom went in. And the ones on top were just for beauty. That's the Ibn Ezra. Says the Ramban, Vein Dvar Nachonim Klal. I don't like that pshat at all. The Aron had feet, right? You're right, the Ibn Ezra says, because is it covetic for the Aron to sit on the floor? Shouldn't sit on the floor. But the Ramban says, I don't like that. So the Rashi says there were four and the rings were on top. The Ibn Ezra says there were eight and the Badim were on the bottom. Says the Ramban, Aval im kidvarav shapam regel yitzav ha'kadav shiyatavos b'zavis ha'tachtonos asher Aron yoshe b'hem. Chulu, he says, language doesn't work out. So therefore, says the Ramban, no, there were only four, but they were at the bottom. So a little bit of Rashi and a little bit of the Ibn Ezra. Shiva tabaos bezavios lamata mamish smuchel lamoshav Aron. There were no legs, but the rings were at the bottom, so the Aron was carried above. The sheyiye kol erko shel Aron mafsik bin shtei tabaos v'chulu, and he goes through the midos. Okay, so that's a machlokas. Machlokas, what the Aron looked like. I guess maybe here you bana base hamikdash. We'll see what the Aron looked like. We'll see who's right. But that is a machloka between Rashi and the Ramban. Interesting, the tour in his commentary on the Torah quotes his father, the Rush, who says, I like Rashi. Quotes the Rash, quotes the Ramban, Valinir Pirish Rashi, mi pirusho. I think I like his pshat because there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Sadek Zayin, which talks about learning the malach of Hotsa'ah from how B'nai Kahas carried. And therefore he says, Lahachi gemiri hachi shim haya rov masui lamala mi ketfeyam haya misnadi lakana lakana. It would be shaky, it wouldn't be the normal way of carrying. So the Tur, in his commentary, quotes the Rash, who likes Rashi's pshat. Okay, but that's a question of how the Badim looked. I mentioned yesterday that today we'll talk a little bit in general about the Aron as well, not just about the Badim. So there is an important machlokes, which we alluded to yesterday, between the Rambam and the Ramban. This Rambam and the Ramban is in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel of the Rambam, which Be'ez Hashem we'll get to in a couple of days when we talk about the Begadim. The Rambam there in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel counts Big Day Kahuna as a separate Mitzvah Aseh Daraisa. Shenitztavo Akohanim Lobosh Begadim Miuchadim L'Chavar L'Sefares. They are commanded to wear special clothing for Oz Yavdu B'Mikdash. And the Ramban, which for reasons we'll get to Be'ezrat Hashem in a couple of days, argues. He says the Begadim are not a separate Mitzvah, is really part of the Avoda. Kiva Deim Belevishas Begadim Shlobosh As Avoda Shum Mitzvah. There's no inyan of wearing the begadim when you're not doing the avoda. Ainu el hechsher avoda. It's just a hechsher avoda, and it's chelik mitzvah avoda, and should not be counted separately. And I've already explained, and the Rambam even agrees to me that you don't count parts of mitzvos. For example, you don't count the different parts of chalitza. The rakika and the chalitza and the kriya. Those are all one big mitzvah. You don't count dal and minim as four separate mitzvahs. Right, you don't, because those are parts of a mitzvah. So says the Ramban here, so too. And then he says, the Ramban continuing now, Lachain, lo nimna anachnu asiyas ha-shulchan v'ha-minore v'ha-mizbeach mitzvah. And that's exactly why I agree with the Rambam, that you don't count all kelim, building all kelim, as separate mitzvahs. Mipadeshet is tavinu la-shum lechem l'fnei Hashem tamid. We're commanded to put lechem, and that's the mitzvah, tomorrow's mitzvah. That's building the shulchan, it's part of the mitzvah of lechem upon him. V'tzivo v'sonu behechshir avodazo, shila sumo so b'shulchan. Mitu arkein, v'sheyisuder alav be'inyan kein, v'tzivoni is brought by lakas aner lefanav. You have a mitzvah of lakas aner, so part of that is building a menorah, like we said yesterday for the minchas chinuch. L'fishein hakelim chelik min abayis, avalim shtayim mitzvos. They're both part of the same mitzvah. V'enem akvazu adzu umakrivim be'abayis al be'shein bo kelim elu. So therefore, you don't count the kelim as a separate mitzvah, says the Ramban. But then he says at the end, v'lachein etzli. This is what's important for us today. Asiyas ha'aron v'akapores l'shum sham. Says the Ramban, with one exception. Making the Aron, that's a separate mitzvah. All the kelim are included in their respective avodos or included in the general Vasuli Mikdash. But building the Aron and the Kaparis, separate mitzvah. Don't tell me that it was only a mitzvah to build then, to put the Luchos in, but it's not a mitzvah forever, because it is a mitzvah Ladoros. And let's say we would find the Aron today and it would be damaged, says the Ramban, Chas v'Shalom, we have to build another one. V'od hu asit li'igalos, amen, b'meher v'yameinu, yihiyah, v'hineh hu mitzvah mikhal ha-mitzvah sakayamas ladaros. It's mitzvah ladaros. U'kamo shemana harav masa ha'aron, just like carrying the aron is a mitzvah we'll have later on, kein be'emes, timna siyaso mitzvah, mikhal mitzvah zaseh, l'fi sheheyoso mitzvah kayemes lanu. And then he says, "V'im shimnau al datinu chas v'shalom sheyei aved o sheyei shaver mitzvah laso so kemidah rishona mikol makom yimitzvah miyuchedes b'fei atzma ina hechsher mitzvah acheres kiminora b'mizvos v'ashulchan." So machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban whether making the Aron is a separate mitzvah. What's the machlokas about? So the Minchas Asher has a beautiful suggestion in Shmos in this week's part in the Parshas Truma and Siman Memches, where he says maybe it's l'shitaso in terms of what was the whole purpose of the Beis Hamikdash according to the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? We had it yesterday. The Rambam says in Sefer Hamitzvos, Shetzivanu, yesterday's mitzvah, Shetzivanu livnos Beis Avoda. That's what he even categorizes Beis Hamikdash as. Beis Avoda, the Homahus is a Beis Avoda. Mitzvahs asay, lasos, bayis, lashem, muchan, lios, makrivim, bo akarbonis. The Cholin of Lashosh, bo bashana. Front and center, according to the Rambam, is a Beis Avoda. It's to bring karbonis to, it's to daven to. The Iker of the Beis Hamikdash is all about Avoda. That is the Rambam Shita. So it makes sense, as the Minchas Asher, if you say that is the essence of the mitzvah, so then every aspect of the Beis HaMikdash should be included in the mitzvah. Masha'en kein, the Ramban. What's the Ramban's suggestion of what the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash last Mishkan was? So Ramban says this in a few places. He says this in his Akdamah to Shmos, but he also says this in the beginning of Parshas Truma. Says the Ramban, famous Ramban, the Mishkan / Beis HaMikdash is a continuation of Har Sinai. Continuation of our Sina. Hinei heim kedoshim ru'uyim shiyeh bohem mikdash lahashro shchinaso b'neihem. You know why there's a base of mikdash? So Hashem could rest his presence amongst us. V'lachein tziva tchila advar mishkan sheyeh lo bayis besocha mikudash l'shmo. V'sham yedaber Moshe v'yitzavis b'nei Yisrael. Nothing to do with Avoda. V'hine ikra chayfetz hu b'mishkan makam minuchas ha-shchina shehu ha-aron. That's the ultimate, because it's all about the Aron and Hashem's presence residing there. V'sod ha-mishkan hu sheyia ha-kavod asher shachan al har-sinai shochin alav b'nistar. The secret of the Mishkan is that it's a hemshach of har-sinai. And this is why the Ramban Lashit also says that the Torah is written in chronological order. Truma and Tetzava are supposed to come before Kisisa. The Mishkan was commanded before the Egel. It's not just a kapara. V'haya b'mishkan tamid im Yisrael hakavod sheniru lehem bar Sinai. U'bavo Moshe haya elav adibor asher nidbar lo bar Sinai. Just like Hashem spoke to Moshe from the cloud on Har Sinai, so too he spoke to Moshe from the cloud on the Olam Moi. U'kamosh amar b'matan Torah min Hashem ishmiacha kach b'mishkan. Va'ish masakol midaber lo manal kaporis. V'nichba v'yidaber lo and it continues. V'amistakel yafeh b'ksuvim ha-ne'amarim b'matan Torah u'mevin mashak asavnu b'hem yavin sod ha-mishkan u'beis ha-migdash. Gets a little Kabbalistic. If you really analyze the psukim, you'll see that I'm 100% right. But according to the Ramban, what do you see? Very different idea. The purpose of Beis HaMikdash is not just avoda, but it is about Hashroas HaShechina. Avodas HaMikdash Inyan B'fnei Atzmo. Avodas separate. Ve'enu L'mahus Hashroas HaShechina Asher B'Abayis. And that's why he says, Ein L'kelem Chelek Ben Abayis V'lem Shtei Mitzvahs. Ve'emak V'zu Azu. You can count the Aron separately because it is a separate component. Hashroas HaShechina. The Aron brings the Shechina down. That's the ultimate purpose of Mishkan. Of course, there's Avoda elements. Vasuli Mikdash. And so therefore, you can count it as a separate ideas. Bringing the Shechina down is a separate idea. And doing the Avoda is a separate idea. And that's why you might count it separately. He says the Rambam seems to be more correct from a number of sources. He says, if you look in the Psukim, Vasuli Mikdash Shechanti Besocham, Kachal Sheni Maros, Chastavras Mishkan, Vestavras Kol Kalev. No exceptions. All the Kalim are part of it. Or he says, we say in the Haggadah, Uvan alonos base at the end of Dayenu, Uvan alonos base abechira, lechaper al kol avonoseinu. The whole purpose of base abechira is to bring a kapara. You could say that that's also, you get a kapara through Hashroas HaShechina, but that is the suggestion of Rav Asher Weiss. What exactly is the Machlokas Rambam and Ramban? Maybe Lashitasam, according to what they think the whole purpose of the Mishkan was. Two other Ha'aris from the Minchas Chinuch. Let's look back, though. The Minchas Chinuch about Aaron is in yesterday's mitzvah. First is a very interesting, fascinating Machlokas Rishonim. Where exactly in the Kodesh Kadashim was the Mishkan? If you look back to yesterday's mitzvah in Os Yud Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch quotes three Shitas in the Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim. He says, first of all, the Efshar, V'al Kalpanim, let's get it, about the 10th skinny line, V'al Kalpanim, Das HaRambam, Sha'aron HaYimunach Pasad Ma'irv, Sha'kodesh Kadashim. The Aron, according to the Rambam, was towards the west side of the Kodesh Kadashim, further away from when you walk in. Tosfos and Babasra and Daf Chaf Hei, he quotes the Ritzvah, the Aron was towards the east side of the Kodesh Kadashim, closer to the door. And others say, maybe it was Mamish in the middle. It was in the middle. Three different shitas in the Mefarshim, where exactly was the Mishkan? So says the Minchas Chinuch. Well, let's talk about the Svaras. According to the Rambam, and according to the Rashbam, that it was on the west side. That I understand. Why would it be on the west side? Because we always say Shechina B'mayru. Shechina is always in the west direction. So that's why Misvara would have said in the west. There's a Rambam in the Morne Vuchim that says, why is Shechina B'mayru? Because all the Avodah Zarah people worship the sun, which rises in the east. So they always faced east. Shechina is B'mayru, Shechina is opposite that. But that's why I would have said Misvara, that the Aron is B'mayru. Why would I have said B'mizrach, what's the svar for the Ritzbah? Says the Menchas Chinuch in the next paragraph, Dira Maschel V'nireh, that we know that sometimes the Mishnah is discussed in Midos that you had to go inside to do some tikkunim, to do some fixings on the Aron. So maybe closer to the door is better, so you don't have to go into the Kodesh Kadashim any further. So maybe that's why you would have it closer to the door. Right, well, Lama Yirchaku Osami Pesach Kodesh HaKadashim, Dim Yistarchu Tikun Yelchu B'chol Kodesh HaKadashim, Ada Meir V'Ada Emsa. Right, so just leave it closer. And I'm in the middle, you know, because things are in the middle. That's also, you don't need a svar for that. Just put it in the middle, because you don't know otherwise. So, it goes in the middle. Anyway, three shitas in the Rishonim, where exactly was the Aron situated? That's in Os Yud Gimel. In Os Yud Dalet, in the next piece that the Minchas Chinuch has, he also discusses, is it part of the Mitzvahs Aseh to have all the items in the Aron? Besides the Luchos Rishonis and Luchos Shnios, we know there was a bottle of Mun that was put there. There was the Mateh of Aron that was put there. There was a Sefer Torah. So that's where he discusses why he's bothered, why the Monia Mitzvahs don't count those, putting those there as a mitzvah. Unless you assume those, that's not Ladoros. That's just a certain time period. But either way, that's the Ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, back to our Chinuch. Today's mitzvah, Sadikva, Misharshia mitzvah. What's Bashkava behind the mitzvah? A number of reasons, and Hashkaf is given why you're not allowed to take the Badim out. Lefisha Ha'aron Mishkan HaTorah V'hi Kol Ikareinu V'Kvodeinu. The Aron is the source of it all, that's the Ikar. V'nis Chayvnu Linhog Bo Kal Kavod V'Kol Hadar B'Kol Yicholteinu. And we are obligated to give it more kavod than anything else. Al Kainitz Tavinu L'Bal Nasir Badi Aron Mimenu. So you can't take the Badim out. How does that show kavod? This is number one. Peniat tzrichim latzeizim ha'aron lashum makom b'mehiruz. Maybe Hashem will say it's time to go. You got to leave quickly. Ve'ulai mishum hatir davachi pazon lo nivdok yafel lios badov chazakim kol atzarech. You put it in, but because you have to leave quickly, you won't make sure it's in. Maybe it'll be in three out of four rings, and you'll go quickly because you'll be in a rush. V'shem achas v'shalom yipol ve'ein zekvodo. And chas v'shalom, it might fall. So that's why the Torah says, leave the Badim in always. So even if you're in a rush, you go quickly, and there's no chash. Aval biyosa bo muchanim la'olam v'lo yosrimi menu, na'asoson chazakos harbe v'lo yirat hakala, there won't be a problem. That, number one, a very practical reason. The Chizkuni gives another practical reason. These Badim are very long, so where are you going to leave them? People are going to trip over them. So leave them inside, so nobody trips on them. Nobody's going into the Kodesh Kodeshim anyway, except the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So the Chizkuni says number two. Number three, the Chinuch himself continues, Va'otam acher, shekol kli amigdash surason mechuyavos, lermos en yonim gedolim el yonim. Every kli in the Beis HaMikdash symbolized amazing, super, metaphysical ideas. Kedeshi adam nifal letova mitoch machshav asobahen. And the more we think about these metaphysical ideas, which are symbolized by the kelim, the more it affects us. And the bottom in the Aron is the complete Aron. Hashem didn't want us to not have this in our minds. They never wanted us to be able to see the Aron without the bottom, and therefore have a different picture in our head. So that's why you always have to leave the Aron in there on a more metaphysical level. Number two. Number three, the Meshachachma. The Meshachachma discusses this in Parshas Shuma. He has two other ideas. Number one, he says, well, what many Bali Musar say. The Aron symbolizes Torah, and the bottom symbolizes those that who are Machzik Torah and that support Torah. And there can never be a separation between those who support Torah learning and those who are actually doing Torah learning. They have to be bad bebad. Interesting. Maybe that's why abad, badim, is a rod. Bad bebad means together. So that's what the Gemara says about learning b'chavrusa. Bad bebad. So the Meshachachma says, maybe that's why you can't take it out, because the symbol of the machziki Torah and the Torah itself. That is number three. Then the Meshachachma continues with another idea, and that is, we know, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Chav Beis that we didn't need to light the menorah because we need a light in the Beis HaMikdash. It's just Eidus that Hashem is with us, but really it's light even without it. So says the Meshachachma, we shouldn't think that the Badim are in the Aron because the Aron really needs to be carried. As the Gemara says in Sota, the Aron carried its carriers. The Aron carried itself. So therefore, if you only put the Badim in there right before you carry it, one might come to think, oh, we're really carrying it. That's why we should leave the Badim in there always, so that we'll always know that it's not that we're really carrying it. It looks like it, but it's not really so such a practical reason why we put the Badim in there. Number four. Finally, one final point related to this Hashkafa, and that is the Netziv. The Netziv in the Hemekdavar points out that the Tzibuy of putting the Badim in, well, not exactly on the Isser, but putting the Badim in, we only find by the Aron and by the Mizbeach, Hachitzon. But the other Kalim that have Badim, the Shulchan and the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you don't find a specific Tzivoy of the Heveses HaBadim. Says the Netziv, why? Because the Mizbeach symbolizes Tefillah, and the Aron symbolizes Torah. Put the Badim in there. Hashem is saying you, these two things go with you wherever you are. Carry this with you. Carry the Mizbeach, carry Tefillah, carry Torah throughout history. Even in Golus, you take it with you wherever you are. That's why Dafka, those two, even there are four Kalim and Badim, there's something unique to the Badim of the Aron and the Badim in the Mizbeach Achitzon, which symbolizes Avoda. There is a big discussion, just to mention it, I'm not going to go through it now. It says here that we're worried that the Aron is going to fall. So what about Chas V'Shalom if the Torah falls? The Torah falls, Rachman L'Slan, so the Magen Avram quotes a minhag of fasting. So it's a beautiful article, if you want to look at it, in Bina B'Svarim. Rabbi Daniel Feldman, a former colleague of mine, wrote a sefer about Sefer Torah Shenafal in Chelik Aleph of his Svarim, Bina B'Svarim, where he has the Chakira, is the issue of a Sefer Torah falling, what exactly is the tragedy? Or what exactly is the message that we're supposed to take? Is it that Machmas, that it fell, so it's a Simen Peronis, and therefore we have to be going through tightness and do tshuva v'chulu? Or is it Bizoyin HaTorah? There was a Bizoyin HaTorah done, and that's the focus of the problem. And this would have a lot of nafkaminas. Who has to fast? Only the people who caused it, or everybody in the town? Is it a simin? What about a Sefer Torah puzzle that falls down? What about a Sefer Torah that while you're doing a mitzvah it falls down? What about, fascinating, something I discuss, what if a Sefer Torah falls down on Yom Kippur, so you already have kapara? Different things discussed about Sefer Torah Shenafal, but it comes out of this mitzvah about Rachman al-Itzlan, the Chinuch's first reason that you don't want it to fall down. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Mezah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the Lechem HaPanim.